For the Dante Fasel Apartments, artist Xavier Cortada honors a favored subject, the mangrove. It's a motif he has depicted numerous times in paint, including in historical renderings. His reclamation project has helped restore the mangrove forest habitat, and it's a marine feature that harkens back to Cortada's childhood visits to Bear Cut on Key Biscayne, and further back to his Cuban heritage. For this public setting, the artist has utilized the permanent ceramic medium in a variety of treatments and formats, showing seedlings, roots, and mature plants. It's an apt tribute to Dante Fasel. Historian Paul George provides some background information.
I'm Paul George, an historian by profession, a native Miamian, lived here since the 40s. Dante Fasel, although he was a little guy, was really a larger-than-life person. He hailed from Binghamton, New York, came to Miami in the 30s, embraced this place enthusiastically, Italian-American family, University of Miami, became a member of the Florida legislature in the late 40s, early 50s, and then was elected in 1954 to the U.S. House of Representatives. And he just was one of the most effective legislators, remained in the House through the late 1980s. He was there well over 40 years, became chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, which was really powerful. But he obviously never forgot his home roots. One of the greatest things he did, he sort of grabbed the helm of a movement beginning in the 50s to set aside some watery land, which becomes Biscayne National Park. And for me, that was really his greatest achievement. But he had a lot of achievements, from road building to public housing building to public assistance programs. All of those things was Dante Fasel. And he was a very humble person. So I see Dante Fasel as somebody who took good care of his home area, the district he represented for over 40 years, who was a very much of a powerhouse on Capitol Hill, was the type of guy who could get along with all these diverse groups and make legislation happen. He was beloved up there, and he was very powerful up there. Dante Fasel's love for the natural environment, I think, was something that occurred when he moved to Miami. For example, he and his family didn't have much money. He would oftentimes walk from a few miles north to Jesu Catholic Church. And he just embraced this new home like so many Miamians who came down during the Depression era. And as a guy who, as a youth, came from another completely different ambiance to Miami, he was just in awe of the place. And when he learned that a small group of citizens, there was Juanita Green of the Miami Herald, and there was Mr. Miller, I can't remember his first name, of Pan American Airways, were trying to hold back development of South Biscayne Bay, he just thought it was a good idea to help them kind of navigate this whole thing. And it went through stages. It was the Biscayne Monument in 1968 when they set aside a lot of watery acreage for a park. And then it became the full-blown park in 1980, and Dante was really in the leadership of all of this. But what's interesting is that he recognized the fact that it really wasn't he who instituted the movement for Biscayne National Park. It was John Q. Citizen, but he understood with the power that he wielded that he could help make this a reality.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.